All across the United States, people are involved in a debate about the biblical Ten Commandments. There have been numerous court battles concerning the displaying of the Ten Commandments in public schools or government buildings. One popular radio talk show host recently published a book about the Ten Commandments. It's ironic, though, that while some Christians vehemently defend the posting of the Ten Commandments, many other Christians believe that these laws have no application to modern Christianity. These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
Our society is in the midst of a morality battle. A focal point of this struggle is the posting of the Ten Commandments in public schools and government buildings. Underneath the surface, there's a much more important issue in the Christian community than posting of the Ten Commandments. The question that is really being asked is, are the Ten Commandments even relevant today? A survey done a few years ago involving people ages 15 to 35 revealed that most people could name no more than two of the Ten Commandments. An Atlantic Monthly article in the survey's respondents said that many, quote, weren't too happy about some of the others when they were told about them. They also had clear ideas about how the commandments might be revised for modern times. Support was weak for keeping the Sabbath holy and honoring one's father and mother, but thou shalt not drink and drive, and thou shalt care for the environment would have appeared on any new list of commandments put together by this group. The group, by the way, was also asked to pick who they thought should be in charge of drawing up a new list of commandments. The number one choice? Oprah Winfrey. Over the last few decades in the United States, there have been various movements to create a new Ten Commandments. Author Orion Moshe Koppelman, in his book The Second Ten Commandments, claims that the Ten Commandments have outlived their usefulness. He promotes commandments like maximize your time spent in flow and happiness, and act true to your inner voice and fulfill your mission. John Leo, in U.S. News & World Report, speculates that if we begin to change the Ten Commandments to fit into modern ways of thinking, then they might appear as, thou shalt not steal, but creative work on your tax return is okay. Thou shalt not kill, except during any of the trimesters or if the Pentagon says you must. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, except in the sense that our whole economy depends on the power of envy and wanting more. Thou shalt not commit adultery, except if thou art unhappy or if personal fulfillment points thee towards the new secretary in thine office. Honor thy mother or mothers, including thy birth, adoptive, step, surrogate, or same-sex partner mothers, and honor thy father, thy mother's sperm donor, or her casual inseminator, current whereabouts unknown. What do you think? Unfortunately, these fit our society. There are a number of forces driving our society towards seeing the Ten Commandments as outmoded, even oppressive. One is the New Age movement. Jesus Christ participated in the typical first century Jewish debates over Old Testament law, which included the Ten Commandments. When asked to state the most important law, Jesus simply stated two laws from the Old Testament: love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, Shirley MacLaine, a queen of New Age philosophy, promotes two modernized commandments in her book, Dancing in the Light. Know that you are God, and know that you are the universe. What a profound difference between the belief that there is a supreme being with knowledge of right and wrong, and the right to enforce his reality on his creation is quite different from the belief that each person is a god or goddess with only his or her own thoughts and feelings as determinants of right and wrong. A second type of resistance to the Ten Commandments arises from the ever-increasing secularizing of America. This movement is based upon a belief that personal liberty, defined as nobody can tell me how to live my life, is the most important factor. Of course, the problem with commandments that restrict cheating on your income tax, committing adultery with your neighbor, or lying to get ahead is that they also restrict personal freedom to do whatever feels good at the moment. A third force is in Christianity itself. Since the early days of Catholicism and in the relatively shorter lifetime of Protestantism, there has been a struggle in defining the relationship of God's grace to God's law. Many churches openly denounce the keeping of the Ten Commandments as unnecessary for Christians. Others give lip service to them, but only keep the ones that they like. It is this theological struggle that must be settled before either the New Age movement or secularism can be confronted by our nation's religious institutions. This confusion leaves many professing Christians so bewildered that they base their religious convictions on vague concepts of morality devoid of any real guidelines for conduct. If the Ten Commandments, given by God, are valid guidelines for Christian conduct, then let's face it, much of Christianity itself stands indicted by those same Ten Commandments. If Christians accept the validity of the Ten Commandments, then we must face some hard questions about our own religion, like why do Christians kill other Christians? Or why have millions of people been killed in wars fought in the name of Jesus Christ? Why do Christians cheat each other, dishonor their parents, or pray to statues and images in their worship of God, though this is plainly forbidden by the second of the Ten Commandments? Returning to John Leo of U.S. News & World Report, who writes, "It's possible to put together a modern, pro-impulse set of commandments based on advertising slogans. Just do it. Just be. Sometimes you gotta break the rules. Peel off inhibitions. Find your own road." The National Parenting Center asked children to suggest additional commandments. Among their ideas, no bombing for the heck of it, thou shalt not address people by their color, and no grabbing. Are the Ten Commandments relevant today, or can we trivialize them to the same level as use a good day planner to maximize your time? Are they simply 10 suggestions the Creator wanted to pass on to humanity? Are they laws that only apply to an ancient people but have little application to modern life? If they are applicable today, what is the price we pay both individually and collectively for breaking them? In the next segment, we'll be talking with a man who has written a book on the Ten Commandments. For many, it's a rather controversial approach, but it is important to your life. We'll be right back after this message.
Did God give us the Ten Suggestions or the Ten Commandments? It's a crucial question. Never has our world had such a critical need for moral guidance and direction. Plenty of people think of these ten principles as good suggestions, but how many people view these commands for what they are, our Creator's blueprint for a peaceful and prosperous society? They're designed to protect us, our families, and our communities. They're a guide to transform the way we think, what we do, and how we live our lives. For your free copy of this 80-page booklet, call 1-800-966-9232. Discover why they are the Ten Commandments and not just the Ten Suggestions. There's no cost or obligation. Call right now for your free copy, 1-800-966-9232. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
We've been discussing the controversy in the United States in both religious and secular circles over the Ten Commandments. Are they outmoded? Did God intend them to apply only to ancient Israel? Should Christians even concern themselves with these ten statements as commands from God? We have with us today on the telephone hookup from Phoenix, Arizona, Roger Foster, author of a book some might consider controversial, titled The Ten Commandments. Welcome to the program, Roger.
Thanks, Gary. It's good to be with you.
In the very first chapter of your book, you launch into the Ten Commandment controversy, not by approaching the secular attack on them, but by approaching the belief of many Christians that Jesus replaced the Ten Commandments with the law of love. Now, isn't it true that the teachers of the New Testament replaced the Ten Commandments with the simple command to love one another?
It's not true that they replaced the Ten Commandments at all, Gary. But what they did was they emphasized love a great deal more than it had been emphasized before. Christ made loving others the very centerpiece of his teachings, of his gospel. And what he's teaching was that you cannot just keep the letter or keep the written code. For instance, you can't just not steal or you can't just not kill and really love others. You can not kill somebody and hate them. You start loving others when you have a deep concern for them. And that is the point that the New Testament teachers were trying to get across.
You know, Roger, but doesn't the very concept of law equate to personal restrictions and loss of liberty?
Well, some might think so, Gary. It depends on the spin you put on the word liberty. The Apostle Paul often used the concept of bondage and freedom in his letters, but he used them in a context that bondage is to sin. He explained that we need to be delivered from that type of bondage. But, you know, Paul never, ever spoke of freedom from freedom to do anything you want to. Paul never, never spoke of freedom to do anything you want to.
Now, how would you then answer? I mean, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of Christians, who would say, well, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, came and died to abolish the Ten Commandments for Christians.
Well, Christ never in any way said that he would abolish the Ten Commandments. In fact is, someone came to him one time and said to him, and this is recorded in Matthew 19, verses 16 through 19. The fellow said, Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And of course, Jesus answered him, Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter life or into life, keep the commandments. The fellow asked him then, which ones? And Jesus said, you shall not murder, and began to list the Ten Commandments. So here is a very direct answer from Jesus Christ. It's like we would come to him personally and say, what do you feel about the Ten Commandments? And he answers it. He lists the Ten Commandments as being necessary for eternal life. So the very idea that eternal life can be obtained without them is contrary to what Christ said. Also, in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, Jesus actually said, Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Now, that word fulfill is interesting. It means to fill up. It means to be replete or to fill to the brim. In other words, Jesus came to fill up the meaning of God's law, not to abolish it.
Now, Roger, Jesus did say that he brought a new commandment. Does this mean that he somehow replaced the old commandments?
Jesus brought a new commandment. Let's understand what that new commandment is all about. In fact, I'd like to just read it to you. Jesus said, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Now, the idea of loving one another is not new at all. In fact, if that was a part of the Old Testament law, and it is very, very much a part of the New Testament. It is in both Testaments. But what was new in that commandment, Gary, is the part where Christ said, As I have loved you. Now remember, Jesus said in another place, Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. That tremendous love of being willing to sacrifice even your life for your friends was something that Jesus was setting as an example for all of those who would follow. A tremendous love that went beyond just caring for people, but being willing to truly sacrifice for them. And that kind of love was his example. The newness was his example, not the fact that love was something that had never been there before. And we need to really understand that.
But some would say, isn't it true that nobody can really keep the Ten Commandments?
That's true. People will say that. They have the idea sometimes that you cannot live up to the Ten Commandments. And the answer to that, actually, is in two parts. In one part, you can say, no, it's not impossible to obey the Ten Commandments. They're very easy to obey, if you're looking at the letter of the law. But on the other hand, if you look at it from another point of view, you can say, yes, it is impossible to obey them. Not only the Ten Commandments, though, but any moral code. It's impossible for human beings to obey those commandments. Now, you have to ask, though, what is the reason? What's the problem? Why is that true? The problem is not in the commandments themselves. It's in the nature of man. In Romans 8, 7, the Apostle Paul wrote that the mind of man is carnal, and he says, for this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, if we bring that element into it, it's in our very attitudes, our very being, and we've got to come to a point that we recognize we have to change. It's not the law that needs to be changed. It's our human nature that presents us with the problem.
So the problem isn't with the law, it's with human beings. Well, we're going to talk some more about the Ten Commandments right after this.
Did God give us the Ten Suggestions or the Ten Commandments? It's a crucial question. Never has our world had such a critical need for moral guidance and direction. Plenty of people think of these ten principles as good suggestions, but how many people view these commands for what they are, our Creator's blueprint for a peaceful and prosperous society? They're designed to protect us, our families, and our communities. They're a guide to transform the way we think, what we do, and how we live our lives. For your free copy of this 80-page booklet, call 1-800-966-9232. Discover why there are the Ten Commandments and not just the Ten Suggestions. There's no cost or obligation. Call right now for your free copy, 1-800-966-9232. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News Behind the Headlines.
We're talking with Roger Foster by telephone, author of a book about the Ten Commandments. I want to discuss a little about a few of the individual commandments. But first of all, Roger, we've talked about how Jesus related to the Ten Commandments, but didn't the Apostle Paul write that Christians don't have to keep the law anymore?
No, Gary. Paul never said that or anything close to that. But he did teach that no law, God's law or man's law, is sufficient to change our human nature. That is possible only through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is why it is necessary and very, very important that we have a relationship with God. Jesus Christ came to make it possible for us to restore that relationship. What he did, he died to pay for our sins, and then he also made it possible for us to receive the power from God to keep the Ten Commandments and to keep all of God's laws.
Now, I think you would agree that God wants more out of human beings than just some kind of blind obedience to ten laws. What would you say, then, is the purpose of the Ten Commandments?
Well, the Ten Commandments, Gary, define God's character or divine nature. God is love. We find that back in John 4, verses 8 and 16. The Ten Commandments define how we are to love God and how we should respect and love one another. It's very, very important that we understand that.
Which of the commandments, then, do you think are the most ignored in our society, and why do you think they're ignored?
I would say the most ignored commandment is the one that tells us to not to have any other gods before the true God. That commandment is the one that ties together all of our relationships with God. But like it is the one that says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Those two commandments are very critical to our relationship with God. And as a whole, we human beings tend to ignore them. We have all kinds of things that we worship beside God. People idolize their rock stars, idolize movie stars. We make God out of money. We serve other things. And we give God very, very little of our time. And those are the two commandments that, by ignoring them, really cost us, because they cut us off from that close relationship with God that is very, very essential for us to learn His ways, develop His character, and reflect what He intended when He gave us the Ten Commandments.
Now, you've talked about the letter of the law, and you keep using the term spirit of the law. Could you explain the difference, what you mean by those two different terms?
Let's look at the letter of the law as if we're dealing with a legal matter. A judge has to go to exactly what's written in law to make a decision. He can't go beyond it. But if we're looking at loving others, we can do far more than just what we're required to. In fact, as Jesus said at one time, that if you only do what you're required to do, say, I'm an unprofitable servant, I've only done what I've been commanded to, you are profitable only if you go way beyond that and begin to do those things that show personal interest in people, genuine love for them. And you, as Christ said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Another one of the chapters is entitled Key to Our Relationship with God, and that's the fourth commandment. Now, how is the fourth commandment a key to our relationship with God?
Any relationship needs time. If a marriage is going to succeed, a husband and wife must take time for each other. There is no way that a relationship is going to succeed unless time is devoted to it. God has the same principle written in this law. He says, you've got to take time for me. So He sets aside time and makes it sacred time. And He tells us in other parts of the Bible that the purpose of that time is to draw near to God, to get close to Him. And I explain in the booklet how that can be done and why that is so, so important.
Now, you can get your free copy of the Ten Commandments that we've been talking about here on today's program by calling 1-800-966-9232. And remember, all literature offered on the Good News is free because it's paid for by our sponsor, the United Church of God. I want to thank you, Roger Foster, for being on the program with us today.
Well, thank you, Gary.
A better relationship with your Creator, a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, a better life for individuals and society. These are why the Ten Commandments should be a more important part of your life. You can have a free copy of the book we've been talking about on today's program, The Ten Commandments, simply by calling this toll-free number, 1-800-966-9232. And remember, it's free. Sponsored by the United Church of God. Why were you born? There is a big difference between grasping your future and simply going on the way you have been. The choice is up to you. For Good News, I'm Gary Penny.
Why are we plagued with so many problems? Why do we see so many broken homes, broken marriages, broken relationships? There is a cause for every effect. These problems didn't come from nowhere. They've happened for a reason. The reason, quite simply, is that we aren't following the instructions. We've been given an instruction book, but we've chosen to ignore it. We've tried to do things our own way and brought enormous suffering on ourselves. We have a free 10-point instruction booklet for you. Our Creator has summarized His instructions for us in 10 simple points, the Ten Commandments. We've prepared this booklet, The Ten Commandments, to help you discover what these instructions from our Creator are all about. Call 1-800-966-9232. There is no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Operators are standing by for your call. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.